But anyhow, as I was saying, everything is just about determined right then and there, what's going to be done, if they have to be taken in for emergency surgery or what. And then lots of times they don't do a whole lot to them right then and there because their wounds are so dirty and they're so infected that they have to give them time to get them cleaned off. And sometimes they let them air for a couple of days, really, and then just go in and do secondary closures on them. But it's very interesting and it's very different, and I'm certainly glad that I'm having this experience because I just feel as though the time will go so quickly. It's so funny. Now, today is Saturday, but today it wasn't like any other day. It wasn't any different than Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. It's just the same. The operating rooms go. Everything goes. X-ray, electricians. There's no, it doesn't seem to be anyway, any differentiation between one day and the next. Oh, tomorrow, though, we don't have to go to work until 8 o'clock. How about that? That's a real treat. And then Mass is at 4 on Sunday, and they have Mass every night at 7. And I went last night and met Father Coughlin. He's from New Jersey. Very nice. As I say, it's a pleasant group. Like everybody else, I'm so anxiously listening to them all talking about going to Japan. I'm anxious to go myself. Let's see, what other news did I have for you? Oh, I got your St. Patrick's Day card, and thank you very much. And I got Mary's St. Patrick's Day card, too. And a Bon Voyage card from Kathy. And I really got a kick out of that. And I think that's about all the mail I got. Oh, I got a letter from Sister June, you know, that friend of mine in Chicago, and her brother-in-law is out here. So I told her I would write and tell him, I don't know where we'll be most of the time, but to come ahead and write anyway, or if he felt like it, if he could get a boat over. We can't get a boat ashore or anything like that unless we have a real good reason for going, and it has to be official. And then I guess you can just go in and state your business and then turn around and come out. It's, well, the area is not very secure. One of the kids, two of the kids on the ship were over today, though. One is Kathy Reardon. She's going to Boston on recruiting duty in October. I think she'll be detached from here in August. And I told her to be sure and look up Jack. She's a darling redhead. You know, very young girl. And very, very sweet. And they just came over to see what we were doing, you know. They had the day off. And they looked good. I thought maybe I'd get to see some of the girls that I knew while I was in Da Nang, but of course I didn't have that opportunity at all. And I wasn't too anxious to because I was so tired. All I wanted to do was get to the ship and get started. By the time we do get to Japan, the ship will have been online 57 days, or online or on station, which means that it's receiving casualties all those days, and there are 57 working days, so it's kind of a long stretch. Usually the other ships stay on station about 30 days, but of course I have no complaints because after all I just got here. Nobody's complaining about it either. They're perfectly content. You know, usually I have so much to ramble on and on and on about on tapes, and it's going to seem a little bit different from Spain. I guess it's a good thing it's only a two-track recorder. The ship's exchange carries a good many things that we would need. I don't find that I need anything or that I don't have anything that I would need. I seem to be in pretty good shape. And the place is pretty self-sufficient. They have just about everything that you could think of. It's almost like a city in itself. And both the medical captain, head of the medical department, and the captain of the ship are real fine people and seem to have a good appreciation for the efforts of everyone out here. I'm trying to think of what else I should tell you about. That it seems to me that I'm missing out on something, but because I wrote, I think I tried, you know, to write and tell you everything as it happened and tried to send you like cards from Okinawa and Honolulu so that you'd know that I was All right, now I purposely didn't tell you that I was going into Da Nang, although I knew it, because I felt that there was no sense in worrying you unnecessarily, particularly after that one troop transport got hit in Khe San, and I knew that if there was any difficulty, we wouldn't land at Da Nang. And anything could have happened. I didn't really lie about it because I might well have gone into Phu Bai instead of Da Nang. So I really feel that was the best thing to do. The airstrip and all seems to be pretty secure. It's just that every so often, you know, they throw in hand grenades and stuff. Oh, that's another thing. It's so hard to believe. As I say, everything is so calm, and you look out the window and you see the Vietnamese coast. And like right now, it's sort of mountainous where we are, even though it's in the harbor. And you see the sailing vessels, and then there's a Navy ship going by. And you just can't really believe that there's anything going on. And then all of a sudden you'll see a rocket fire, or you'll see some smoke where a mortar's hit. And one of the, apparently they have some system where they exchange doctors. And remember about a week ago now, there was a rocket that hit the hospital at Da Nang. Well, one of the doctors in the ship had left that ward about 15 seconds before the rocket hit, and he thought it was a jet until, he realized what it was and then hit the dirt. But it's so peaceful looking. The water's very green. I don't really know what it's exactly like. It's not like the Mediterranean. And the mountains the hills are so close, and you can just look out and almost touch them, it seems. But then you can see Nike sites, not Nike sites, I guess they're just what you'd call, I don't know, they're something for radar, and all that area belongs to the Marines, and they're all dug in up there. And it's so hard to believe. Like now there's a sampan going by, and life from a porthole, huh? But I don't know. We're just riding at anchor. That's all. We have our anchor down, and we're just going around and around and around in circles. And it's not so bad. I don't know when we'll get underway, as I say. I thought somebody said the 22nd. Maybe it's the 19th. So remember, we're a day ahead of you. It's and tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day. I don't think they've planned on any party, though, and I'm kind of disappointed. I thought the least they could do was have a party for us. For those of us that are Irish, I think there are a good number of us on the ship that are. Anyhow, as I say, it seems that I'm having a hard time filling up this tape, and I don't really know why, because I usually have so much to say. And it seems like this tape is acting funny, too. Don't tell me. I just got a new recorder, and I'm having trouble with it. Well, it's a very inexpensive one, and if anything happens to it, I really can't complain. Just as long as I can get some letters off to you. And when I do get a chance to get a new recorder, I will. Oh, we have all kinds of things to get issued here. You know, you get your life jacket, and then you get your lifeboat number. It was that way in MSTS, but quite different. And oh yes, you're not allowed outside in the decks without a hat. And so we have to wear either a Navy hat or something. But they get these almost like golf hats. They're red for hospital people. Ship's company have blue. And then it has your, USS Repose on it, and then it has on the back of it your name. It looks like a baseball cap, and you see all the girls and everybody else are running out with these things. I keep saying as I say, and I don't have anything to say, but I'm just trying to, just want you to at least get a tape so that you'll know that everything is fine, and that I'm fine, I feel good. I'm going to get fat if this keeps up, if I keep eating the way I'm eating. And to tell everyone that I'm well is on the top rack, but that changed very quickly. Oh, no, really, she offered. She said, can I take the top rack? Well, I was having a little bit of difficulty with this recorder, and it seems to be all right now. As I was saying, I told my my roommate really offered to take the top rack, because she's only about 22, 23, so I think it was better for her to be up there and me down here. By the way, ask Alice if she is really serious about getting dishes. I can look into them in Japan or in Subic. Apparently, it's no great problem, and I could probably very easily do it. I hope that Jack gets his dishes soon. I haven't heard, of course, I haven't heard from that man that was bringing them up to New York, but as soon as Peggy hears, I'm sure she'll get in touch with Jack or and have them shipped somehow or other. But there seems to be quite a bit to buy out here. that's all I need. I had to go down to Dispersing today and tell them how much money I wanted to put into savings and how much, and did I want to take that $500 a month tax deduction and, you know, income tax, and I said, you're darn right I do. Or did I want to let it sit? I don't know. They had all kinds of things you could do with that. But I told them I'd just as soon have them, you know, pay me now and worry about it later. I do hope this recording is working out all right. As I said, I just want you to hear my voice and know that everything's okay. I'll try to tape at least once a week. I don't know what I'm going to be able to tell you except maybe about cases or things like that, because I haven't done anything. Shoot the breeze with a couple of people, and that's all. And the time here passes so quickly, and I don't know. It just seems to it seems to be going so rapidly, and I hope that that's the way it works out. You don't have time to get lonesome or anything like that, because every time you turn around, you're working or you're doing something. The past couple of nights, I went to bed very early. I said maybe another week or so, I'll have a whole lot more to tell you. I did meet a Marine while I was waiting for the launch to come out to the ship, and he was from Enfield, Connecticut. I can't remember his name, Dalek or something. He didn't tell me his name, but it was stenciled on his utilities, and he had 2 months to go. That's the big thing with the kids, how much longer they have to go. Boy, they really have it rough. I mean, the TV gives you some idea, but it really doesn't give you, TV doesn't have smell, you know, you can smell these kids coming. And, or you can't really see the dirt or anything. There was supposedly some TV people on the ward today to see a Marine from Amarillo, Texas. And I don't know what they want to talk to him about, but anyhow, he had permission to talk to them. We're not supposed to give any interviews, though, at all, which is wise, and we don't know anything anyway, and it certainly would be wrong to talk about an individual's problems or the type of casualties that you have. We got a lot of head injuries from Hawaii, though. Apparently, it was house-to-house fighting, and they'd stick their head out, you know, around the corner of a door to see if someone was coming and get hit in the head. So keep your head in, as the saying goes. Keep your head down. But everything is fine, really. I am so pleased that I came out here, and I think it's just a grand experience. And it's certainly one that you couldn't help but feel that you're doing something, because you feel needed, and that you really are helping out. And everybody, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of pettiness, you know. Everyone seems to be willing to help out. Like, I had to have this checked out to make sure that I could plug it into our sockets here on board ship, and I brought it down, and they called me back about 15 minutes later and said they'd bring the tape recorder up to me, that it was fine and that I could use it. And, you know, had it been in the States or someplace else, you know, you couldn't get it done in that length of time. And they've all been just very, very, very nice. And I am very impressed with the whole group. Some of the girls I knew from recruiting before, Georgia Spellman and Pat Allen, and I knew Marion Perlow, didn't know Ruth Pampish, but I've gotten to know her now. And, or just to meet her, you know. But everybody is so, with their own duty hours and all. And even when you have a day off, there's not much you can do except wash and set your hair and iron clothes and maybe write letters or things. Or like me, knit. And I haven't touched the knitting since I got here. But I will. I'll get to it as soon as I get organized. Well, the tape is coming to a close, and I just wanted to say that everything's fine. Be sure to write. Don't forget, use 3 3/4 speed. I think that's what your recorder's on. And make sure that the tape's erased very well with a magnet. And I'll be able to hear from you. And even if you don't, I guess I could borrow someone's recorder. They have recorders for the patients. The Red Cross has them. Well, listen, take care now. And tell everyone that I'm just fine. And no complaints and no problems. And it's a good tour.